Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
But first, this afternoon, the European Medicines Agency held a press conference to update the public on how they are conducting the evaluation into the AstraZeneca vaccine. Now, yesterday, as we know, several European countries moved to suspend their use of AstraZeneca, and the EMA are expected to conclude their review of the vaccine on Thursday. Well, first, let's take a listen to the executive director of the EMA, Eimear Cook.
Trust in the safety and efficacy of the vaccines that we have authorised is paramount for us. And our job is to make sure that we can maintain trust in these vaccines based on a proper scientific evaluation. And this is why we have put such high priority on coming to a clear conclusion based on the evaluation of the cases that are coming in as we speak and whether or not there is a causal event. And we are worried that there may be an effect on the trust of the vaccines. But our job is to make sure that we do, that the products that we authorise are safe and can be trusted by the European citizens.
Well, I'm joined now by Darren McCaffrey, political editor with Euronews, who has been following that press conference this afternoon. And Darren, obviously the EMA are taking the issue of safety when it comes to the vaccine very, very seriously. How are they conducting this evaluation? Are they reviewing every incident?
Yes, indeed. And they're taking submissions, it must be said, from the different public health authorities across Europe and indeed from the UK. Some 11, 12 million doses of AstraZeneca have been dispensed in the UK, around 6 million across the European Union. So they'll be working in conjunction with those national regulators and indeed with the UK authorities to see if there is any evidence. But as we heard there from Eimear Cook, at the moment, they suggest there is no link, and they are still pretty clear that the kind of benefit risk ratio of this vaccine still remains positive, i.e. that the benefits outweigh that of the risk. And the reason they say that is because, as what Eimear Cook pointed out today, that thousands of people today are still dying of COVID-19 across Europe. And that's why many countries across the EU have decided not to do this. For example, here in Belgium, we heard from the federal health minister yesterday saying that he thought it was irresponsible to stop the vaccination programme because of the dangers it would lead to people potentially catching coronavirus, ending up in hospital and possibly dying. In saying that, interestingly, the German health ministry today kind of issued their guidance on why they had taken this decision. They said that they'd seen 7 cases of blood clots in the last week, 3 of which resulted in deaths. And they said that this was slightly above what you would expect in terms of the average amongst the population. And they said that it had struck young people and especially women. And that is why they had decided to take the action of suspending the AstraZeneca vaccine while they await this EMA investigation.
Yeah, interesting information coming, as you say, from the German Health Ministry. I think they said normally you'd expect 1 to 1.4 cases in the population over 14 days. Instead, they've seen 7, so quite a bit above what they would have expected.
Yes, indeed. And that's one of the reasons. And of course, this is separate to reports that we've seen from Norway and indeed from Austria and Italy, who've clearly also raised concerns about this. I must say, of course, I'm not an epidemiologist. Mm. I don't think either you or I can judge what is really going on here. The EMA investigation is ongoing. What I would add, though, and what is not helpful, I would suggest, in all of this, is kind of the mixed messaging we're getting. I mean, it's pretty clear listening to the EMA today and indeed in response to the actions of Germany and France yesterday, is that they do not think that national governments have made or national regulators have made the right call in stopping the administration of the vaccine. They're saying, yes, these investigations should happen. They take it very seriously. They're looking into it. But their argument continually is that they think the right thing to do right now is to carry on vaccinating people, because if you don't, it will lead to further hospitalizations, deaths, and potentially longer lockdowns too. Mm. And I think this mixed messaging isn't helpful, essentially. You know, the European Medicines Agency is meant to be the gold standard. They're meant to be the public health authority for the European Union. And yet you've got them and 16 member states saying something different. And then you've got 11 member states who are saying something different again. And, you know, in a public health crisis, in a pandemic, public health messaging and clarity is really important. Of course, scientists disagree.
All right.
But
we might just have a little listen to something else that the EMA had to say today, because Eimear Cook was speaking about the vaccine trials that would have happened, obviously, before the vaccines were released to the wider population. And she said that while some small clotting events showed up, the more serious incidents did not. Let's hear what she had to say on that.
So I want to also stress that at present, there is no indication that vaccination has caused these conditions. They have not come up in the clinical trials, and they're not listed as known or expected side events with this vaccine. In clinical trials, both the vaccinated people and the people who received the placebo have shown some very small numbers of blood clot developments. The number of thromboembolic events overall in the vaccinated people seems not to be higher than that seen in the general population.
And that was Eimear Cook speaking earlier. We will have someone on later in the programme to give us some analysis on all of this, because as you say, Darren, neither of us are medical experts, so we'll have someone to sort of parse through some of the language and information that we've been getting out. Just finally and very briefly, Eimear Cook was also asked about concerns around specific batches of the vaccine. Did she have any light to shed on that?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, they went on to say that that's one of the things they're looking at. But again, to date, they haven't seen any evidence of this. It must be said that also AstraZeneca itself, and, you know, of course, I'm sure they take their public health responsibility very seriously too, said that they have, over the weekend following reports, looked into all these the cases that have cropped up in Germany and Italy and Norway. And they say that it is, from their evidence, not down to individual batches either, essentially that there is no link. But in the end, this clearly, irrespective of what happens, and let's hope on Thursday, you know, that it's proven there isn't a link and the vaccination process starts again. But, you know, it is a further blow to a large degree to particularly the reputation of AstraZeneca and the rollout of the vaccine across the EU.
Darren McCaffrey, political editor with Euronews, thank you very much for joining us this evening.